This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I cannot stress to you that when I get up here and I talk about this, the Chinese fleet and the U.S. fleet openly saying they may have a war any day. That's not the Cuban Missile Crisis. The Chinese president says they're at battle stations for war. We've got U.S. advisors fighting Russians in eastern Ukraine. The Russians are moving missiles in. Putin's warning the world. And Putin comes out last week and a month before that and says, do you understand that we're going towards war and that you're starting it? You need to have a debate about this. There's nothing in our news to speak of. Or it's like the back of the paper. And so for me, beyond Black Lives Matter, beyond George Soros, who's again behind what's happening in Russia, we just really have to understand things are serious and the world is going into crisis. And this happened before World War One. It happened before World War Two. And most political analysts and historians are saying that we're going into a very, very dangerous period. Now, I'm going to go jump in a car, get down over to the park where I'm going to give this speech in about 30 minutes. We've got coming up Leanne McAdoo and Margaret Howell. I'll be able popping in with David Knight. But I'm going to hand the baton to you, David Knight. I want to thank you and the rest of the crew for the great work you're doing, my friend. I want to thank you for the courage you've got, you know, with your wife and children, you know, letting you. But you've got one of your sons working with us, Travis, one of our best camera people. So he's doing a great job as well. But it's got to be surreal to not just be alive right now, David, but to be in the middle of it, my friend, and to see so many good things happening, but also so many bad things happening. David Knight.
Absolutely, Alex. It truly is amazing as this stuff plays out. I'm looking forward to what's going to happen this afternoon. I guess it's about a half hour. It's the bottom of the hour. You're going to be speaking at the America First Unity Rally. I think that's going to be very important. It's important that we get to these places. And Alex, as you know, when we went to the Alamo, the open carry rally that we had, the Alamo, we had 1,000 people carrying weapons. And nobody had a problem with it. Now we're seeing a lot of people, a lot of articles I've seen questioning the idea of whether or not there should be open carry in anywhere in Cleveland.
But didn't the governor, and I'm only going off this since I heard on the right local radio last night driving in, didn't the governor do the right thing and say, no, I'm not revoking the open carry?
Absolutely. He doesn't have the authority to do that. And the police union chief was wrong calling him to do that. But I think an important thing that comes out of all this back and forth conflict that has been created by Obama, I think it's very interesting when we look at this shooter, the fact that he was a black ex-Marine, and that two of his police victims, the first one was a black man, just like the shooter was, and the another one was an ex-Marine, just like the shooter. Okay, the black man that the black cop that he shot had
exactly.
A 4-month-old child, and the ex-Marine had 4 children. And you know what makes this different, Alex, is that Obama has tried to get people to focus not on what people have in common. Not what the shooter had in common with these people, one of them being black, one of them being an ex-Marine, but to focus on what is different between them. That's the way the Democrat Party, that's the way Obama...
David, that's perfectly said. And you should do a whole report on that, about our shared humanity and how clearly Obama keeps trying to say we need to reform the police every time more cops get killed, implying this is your fault, that he himself and the media have hyped this up. He is literally one of the main authors of this in blaming random police. Now to take that out of the police union here. He's done the right thing saying Obama's basically behind this and is stoking the flames and is horrible. And I am for open carry, and I get the perspective of people that want to be open carry. And, you know, we've got folks here, obviously, I'm not going to get into it, for protection as well. I just get their fear of not being able to then tell who's got a gun and who doesn't, because, well, they're going to think, they're going to have to check good guys as well as bad guys now. They want to be able to just pick out the few that have guns and be able to do something in case it's a jihadi or a Black Lives Matter issue. But then, I'm sorry, terrorist attacking can't be used to take our rights. They have terrorists attacking saying, give up your free speech. Well, they have terrorists attacking saying, give up your guns. So I'm sorry to the police union. I can see their point, but the Second Amendment trumps everything. And so that's what this country's all about. It's why 1776 happened. David, they'll be carrying my feed live when I give the speech here in about 30 minutes. Thank you so much, my friend. I'm going to hand the baton to you. Folks, stay with us. History's happening. Spread the word about the local station you're listening to or the stream or video feed you're watching right now, because you are the power of this broadcast.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, in recognition of the July 4th holiday, get a 20% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Monday, July 18th, 2016, the beginning of the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio. We just heard Alex Jones reporting live from Cleveland. We're going to be joining him at the bottom of the hour. He's going to be speaking at the America First Unity Rally there in Cleveland, along with many other speakers that are there. We're going to be going that live at 12:30 our time, so it's going to be about 20 minutes from now. And as we were talking in the last section about the way this has worked out, about this Black Lives Matter murder and the people that he killed and the fact that he was focusing on what was different, when in reality he had a lot in common with the people that he killed. But I want to read to you, before we go to Joe Biggs, he's ready to join us in Cleveland, I want to read to you real quickly a couple of things that were on his Facebook page. So the last things that he put up just before he was killed: the slain Baton Rouge black police officer said, "Please don't let hate infect your heart." He said, "I swear to God, I love this city, but I wonder if this city loves me." Now, that was a black cop that died. His sister said, it's coming to the point where no lives matter. She said her name is Jocelyn Jackson. She said she understands the anger behind the movement of Black Lives Matter, but she said God gives nobody the right to kill, to take another person's life. You have to understand, even though they're protesting and this is an ambiguous shooting there in Baton Rouge, these officers, even though they were in the Baton Rouge Police Department, they were not directly involved in that. They had absolutely no involvement in that shooting. Just cold-blooded murder and a misdirection of blame, if there is blame to be had in that particular shooting. That's yet to be determined. She said, it's coming to the point, this is the sister of the black police officer who was killed. She says, it's coming to the point where no lives matter, whether you're black or you're white or you're Hispanic or whatever. And that's what I was just saying to Alex Jones. What Obama has done, what Hillary has done, what the Democrat Party in general has done, they have achieved their power and continue to achieve their power by getting us to focus on what separates us. What is different about us? And as I pointed out, this killer, this cold-blooded killer, was black, and he was an ex-Marine. Two of the three victims that he shot, one was black, and another one was an ex-Marine. And they had families, and they were innocent. They were not involved in that shooting. Now, at the same time, we have the police, I believe, overreacting. We've got the head of the police union was right when he said that Obama has blood on his hands because he is fomenting this kind of division that I just pointed out. But at the same time, he comes out and says, well, I think the government, the governor ought to just set aside the open carry laws that we have here in Ohio. You know, the police don't have that authority. The governor doesn't have that authority. The rule of law means that the governor, as well as the police, are under the law. The law is king. The law is king. Lex Rex was what the founders of this country talked about with that. I want to join Joe Biggs. He had a comment he wanted to make about the whether or not open carry should be banned in Cleveland. Joe, thanks for joining us.
Joe Biggs here, Infowars.com, live from Cleveland, where the RNC has now taken place. Emotions are high. There's walls built within the city by people who think walls don't work, which is kind of the funny thing. We also have a sheriff that's coming out talking about the fact that these cop killings in Baton Rouge, Dallas last week, that they should suspend the Second Amendment for the citizens of Ohio here in Cleveland during the RNC. I have a huge issue with that.
Yeah.
We have that right. There are bad people who've been busted. Soros-funded groups who are coming out here to cause trouble. You've got the new Black Panther Party that's come out here armed to the teeth. We have that right. We have that ability. We should be able to protect ourselves. And then you have people like Don Lemon coming out talking about these killings, and then Sheriff David Clark saying, you know what? Black Lives Matter is Black Lives Matter. This is BS. It's a terroristic organization. We need to put a stop to that. And we already have different concerts lined up that are like Rage Against the Machine to help incite these anti-Trumpers into going out in the streets, getting agitated, and then possibly doing something. So tensions are high, emotions are running high. It's going to be interesting to see how this week folds out, David.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if you know this because this broke just before we went to air, but now we've had another police officer, the most senior police officer, Joe, in the Freddie Gray case in Baltimore, has been found not guilty of manslaughter.
Yep.
It's possible this is going to be another trigger for the Black Lives Matter people as an excuse to come after people. As we've pointed out, we looked at The Hill. They said, they quoted a person who was there at the convention. He said, most people going to the convention are concerned that protesters are going to turn the city upside down, that we're going to have some kind of a split screen with Donald Trump speaking and Molotov cocktails being thrown on the other side of the split screen. So that's what everybody's concerned about. There's massive provisions underway for thousands of people to be able to be incarcerated there by the Cleveland police. So they're expecting a lot of unrest, and I don't think that this verdict on the Freddie Gray case that came down today, I don't think that's going to help anything any.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely going to help fuel these protesters who've been paid to come in here and start stuff. They're going to use that as a catalyst to go in and attack people. They've already been calling for attacks on white people, white police officers. They destroyed their narrative yesterday when one of the guys actually went out and shot and killed a black police officer and left that little baby that's never going to have a father again. This is all fueled by hate. This is all fueled by George Soros. And this is something that people need to wake up to and understand. You're creating more division. You're not helping the situation out whatsoever. There's a lot of love in this country. And there's a lot of people that I see out here of all race, all color. It doesn't matter. People here want to have a loving environment. They want to stop the hate. And just because you support Donald Trump doesn't mean you're a racist, a sexist, a xenophobe, an Islamophobic. I could go on and on with all these stupid names that people call them. They're factless. There's nothing based off of it. They're just mad that this guy rose up and is becoming something that has created a movement so big it's a tidal wave of patriotism that's about to sweep this country.
You know, Joe, as we're talking about this idea of the Second Amendment and whether or not it should be suspended because of a political situation, I recall many different protests that InfoWars has covered. And as my sons said to me, the only time they had not been attacked when they were covering a protest was when there were armed people as part of the protest. That was when it was peaceful. When only one side had arms, it seems like things got out of control over and over again. But there's this article from McClatchy that came out today, and actually it's on Friday. It looked hopeful at first, but what they did was they tried to use even the Second Amendment to divide black versus white. Here's the title. It says, "For black gun owners, bearing arms is a civil rights issue." And I looked at it and it's like, great. Yeah, that's right. Of course, it's not just a civil rights issue for black gun owners, it's a civil rights issue for all of us, because the Second Amendment is a key part of our civil rights. But they go through and they talk about one particular guy who set up a Facebook page. He's about a year and a half. He's got 11,000 members who are following his Facebook page. And they go back to the tradition that began with Frederick Douglass talking about the different boxes that our power as citizens, our rights as men lay in, the cartridge box, the ballot box, and the jury box. But then they go on to say, black gun owners say that they have battled racism from within pro-gun circles and at shooting ranges. And it's like, I have not seen that at all. Okay, I've not seen that at all. I have seen a lot of, I agree with the second part of it, they say, and from fellow African Americans who don't always share their view of gun ownership as a civil rights imperative. And we see that as well as white gun owners. We see that people get angry with us. Other white people get angry with us because we have guns. I'm sure he sees that as a black man. But I don't see that kind of racism. Maybe it's the particular shooting range where he goes to, but I don't see that as a group. I see people trying to come together, and the only way we're going to get our rights is if we come together and forget these divisions that the Democrat Party, that the mainstream media wants to impose upon us of black versus white. And they even try to do that as black gun owners are starting to wake up to the fact that they need to have civil rights, that they had their civil rights taken away from them by the Jim Crow laws. Took away, one of the key things they took away was the right of blacks to own guns.
I mean, I've got a lot of black buddies who I go to the range with and shoot with on all parts of the, in Florida, Kentucky, all over. I go to shooting events all across the country. I've never seen that before.
Exactly.
You know, I do see the gun-toting African-American male who understands his rights and being looked down upon by the African-American who might not know his rights and not understand why you would want to carry that gun and why they would think that they're a target. But it's good to see these guys that go out and do that. It helps them engage in conversation. It helps these guys learn what their rights are, and it helps empower them. Everyone should have that ability to go out and bear arms without any kind of discrimination whatsoever. You know, when we're in Ferguson, we open carry up and down on West Florissant Avenue, and all these Black Lives Matter protests came up and said, well, if we did that, we'd be shot. And you know what? We said, you know what? We'll stand with you.
Yeah.
You come out here, as long as you've got your gun at the low ready, your finger's not on the trigger, and you're doing it the right way to express your freedoms for the Second Amendment, then, yeah, you can come out here and you can march with us, and I guarantee you nothing's going to happen.
That's the key, you know, Joe, because we already saw in that situation in Dallas, you had that one individual, a black man who was carrying openly, carrying a rifle, and the Dallas Police Department put out a all-points bulletin saying, this is a shooter, and he turned himself in. They said, we've got video of you shooting people. They were actually lying about that to the public. They lied about it to him. It was a very dangerous situation that he was in. But the key is that gun owners stand together, not black gun owners versus white gun owners versus the police. They all need to understand that. I have to say to the police, if you want to know where this is headed, look at what happened in Venezuela, where they spent tens of millions of dollars, I think it's about $50 million, to set up gun confiscation centers about 4 years ago. They took away the guns, and now the Venezuelan police are being hunted down in the streets and killed for their weapons. That's the future if you take guns away from other citizens. You are safer with law-abiding citizens doing open carry in these protests, these civil rights demonstrations or whatever in Cleveland around the convention than if you were the only ones there carrying a gun.
I mean, being a gun rights activist is definitely not the easiest gig in the world. You know, Ja'Kari Jackson and I go to these things. We get harassed. I've been harassed for open and carrying. But you just have to remain calm, talk to these guys, because there's a lot of uninformed police officers. There's a lot of bad ones who push unjust things, and you have bad leadership that allow these officers to do that.
Absolutely. Joe Biggs, Cleveland, and we're going to be back with our reporters. Alex Jones is going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour. Actually, we're going to be joining him with the America First Unity Rally in Cleveland, Ohio, part of the 2016 RNC.
Ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price? You are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
In the 1950s, Dr. Joanna Budwig had a 90% success rate curing people of cancer using fresh pressed flax oil and cottage cheese. The combination of dairy protein with unoxidized flax oil was able to restore oxygen transfer. It is now well known the cells of our bodies require unoxidized omega-3 and 6 seed oils to both attract and absorb oxygen. For the first time, there are seed oils with virtually zero oxidation, even after 1 year at room temperature. All other, quote, cold-pressed seed oils are structurally damaged and significantly oxidized by the time you consume them. Andrea's seed oils retain the correct shape, electron content, and information that is quickly communicated to all the cells in your body. By taking these sacred seed oils, your whole body will begin to use oxygen as the Creator designed it. Now combine this with our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein, and you have a winning combination to confer energy and health like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Realpricesilver.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight in Austin. We have our reporters and Alex Jones at the Republican Convention in Cleveland, Ohio. Alex Jones is about to speak at the America First Unity Rally in Cleveland. We're going to be joining that once that begins. Before we go to our other reporters in the area, I just want to remind you that you can still get your Hillary for Prison t-shirt, the same design that you've seen flying over Cleveland. That we paid for with your help, your support, paid for these banners that we flew over Cleveland behind a plane. And we've got the report. You can see that on Infowars.com. And we're going to go to Alex. He's just started his speech. Let's cut to Alex Jones speaking at the Unity First rally.
Is rising worldwide as the globalists try to implement their world government. It is dead on arrival. If you think the awakening we've seen so far is big, this planet and the globalists have not seen anything yet! Two elections ago, pretty much girls out where you couldn't fly airplanes with banners. One day after we announced we were going to have all three of the airplanes, that unfolded. They put an exclusion zone on, shutting all aircraft down. That is because they're afraid of free speech. And that's what they always try to do, is come and disrupt people and take over their free speech. These are not liberals. These are anti-free speech, anti-freedom scum. That's what George Soros came over to train everywhere else, any country, that tries to be free. These globals come in and they cause a bunch of division, they spread a bunch of racism, they get everybody fighting with each other. But you know what? It ain't working. All this garbage has brought America together. We're coming together, and Americans see through this crap. And people all over the world see through it and know what's happening. So I'm going to tell you, I don't like it when you're cheering me coming up here. I want to salute all of you that are out here in defense of liberty. Campaigns for funding where we're going to fly them all over the country. Yeah. And now we're going to push even harder with more Hillary for President shirts. How many Hillary for President shirts we got here today? That meme multiple times has been the number one search term above Brexit and Pokemon Go. That's right. Their money now.
Thank you, Alex.
So, think about that, and think about that long and hard. All right, I want to bring my buddy up here real quick, Joe Biggs. Joe, what is your take on this? Can we not defeat the people shut down our free speech? Can we not give them a big, giant, red, white, blue?
You're going back
there. It's really hard to get it going. But when something's true, it's easy to get going. Black crooked Hillary and Hillary for president. And I tell you, it is absolutely beautiful to see what's happening. Joe, you've been here a few days. My good buddy Joe Biggs, great patriot. He's here now fighting for this country. That's the great part about what we're doing is the globalists want to say our veterans, our police, Our Patriots are the number one enemy. That shows you this is an obvious outside bubble of sports. Of course they come here and say our veterans and our police are the enemy. Because they're the enemy.
I love seeing each and every one of those Hillary for President shirts. Yeah, the message is loud and clear across the world. You guys are the best followers ever. You guys are the best. You understand what's going on. You're wide awake. You're not asleep with what's going on. And we're sick and tired of what we've been seeing. That's why we want Donald Trump.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My name is Jay. I'm 26 years of age, and I just want to thank the makers of the One Old Whey protein powder. After having chronic abdominal pain and pressure for months, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. The medical doctor told me there was nothing I could do to treat it other than taking pain and nausea medication. Then I came across an ad for One World Whey on the radio and read the claims that it can help with all types of inflammation. I took the One World Whey protein powder every day for a month, and the chronic pain and pressure sensations went away completely. And I never took the pain or nausea meds. To this day, my intestines are free of pain.
Nature is kind. When we consume foods we're designed to eat, then she gives back health when it was once lost. One World Whey consistently supports the body's production of glutathione and overall repair. Glutathione stops inflammation, removes heavy metals, and toxins of all kinds. When inflammation is gone, the body can complete its healing process. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We are on the march. The empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm not on the Daily Show. I'm on MySpace. Okay, well, that's good. But listen, I mean, you seem like you're upset.
I want you to have sex with my wife.
So just trying to be shocking.
No, not at all. I really, here's my hotel key. I want you to have sex with my wife.
Sir, we're,
I know. Super into Trump. I'm Trump all day, right? Trump, baby!
All right. Now, you have been up here at the front of the deal, kind of bumping into folks.
Why does my pee-pee come out?
Now I know why folks want to have speech. He wants to shut down our speech.
No, that's not true.
That's his job. No. You want me to have, you talk about sex, talk about pee-pee.
That's not fair.
Okay. Well, we have children.
That fuel can't melt steel.
We have
the bombs in Tower 7.
Well, I've exposed all that.
Well, I'm with you.
All right. Well,
I'm on your side.
Well, you said something legitimate there.
You're looking for an argument, and I want to know who put the bombs in Tower 7.
Okay, he wants to edit this later. He came up and talked about his hotel room and sex and pee-pee.
Hey, don't tread on me. I got a song called Don't
so
Tread
this
on
is
Me.
All
don't
to be edited.
Tread on me.
All to be edited
don't
later.
Tread on me.
This is all disinformation. I appreciate you, sir. Now you've disrupted him.
I'm on your side.
All right, good. Thank you. You have nothing to say. Go on down.
I'm on your side.
Just vulgarity. All right, folks. This guy, see, I did that to illustrate. Hey, I recognize this guy from one of the dinosaur media. Are you a Tyrannosaurus Rex? A Brachiosaur? A Diplodocus? A Pterodactyl? A Pteranodon? God almighty! I've heard they were still around. What, is your domain very big? Sure, I'll come all the crowd. Come up here with me. I forget, what port are you?
Rachel Maddow's here.
Rachel Maddow?
Well, it's actually Chris Hayes, but I think they're the same person.
I think Rachel Maddow and Chris Hayes are whoever that person is the greatest actor I've ever seen in my life. Anyways, I seriously don't remember where this guy's with, but I know he's from one of these kind of dinosaur old folks' homes. Or I mean, what do you call mainstream media? They like put the dinosaurs out the pasture. And they're trying to get a race war going and a destabilization going, but it's not going too well. And you know what's great about this is their power is dwindling faster and faster and faster. And all they've got is their, you know, their so-called arrogance. But they know that the blood has already all run out of them. They're dead. They're reanimated political corpses posing as liberals, but they're not. And that's what's beautiful about this, is that this republic is rising, humanity is waking up, and can you imagine all the dirty tricks they're going to try to keep Donald Trump out? But even if they're able to steal the election, it doesn't matter, because the public is waking up to their tricks, and at the state and local level, people are understanding that globalism is about making us poor, globalism is about controlling us, globalism is about us not being able to have our own destiny. And all over the United States, but also in other areas of the world, people are saying, why can't I have guns to protect myself? Why does government have guns, but I can't have guns? And as we openly exercise this right, their power is faster and faster and faster slipping away. Later and introduce the great American Roger Stone, who obviously has been fighting so hard for liberty in this country for so long. And then we're going to have so much more going on today, and I'll be hanging out with you folks as well. But great job defying the intimidators. Great job defying the people that wanted to intimidate folks. Great job coming out here despite all the threats and exercising your sacred First Amendment. We salute you. InfoWars salutes you. And you are part of history. You are the future. God bless you.
Love you. Thank you. Woo! USA! USA! USA!
Okay, and that's been the live feed of Alex Jones speaking at the America First Unity Rally there in Cleveland, Ohio, part of the RNC, I guess we'll call them festivities, part of the party. Now, as we look at what's going on behind the scenes, we've had the Never Trump people shut down, the Free the Delegates people shut down. That happened last week. They had the Rules Committee that was meeting. They didn't get anywhere on that, but we still have the diehards. The never Trumps who never learn, people like Bill Kristol saying that, well, I don't think this is over yet. Well, I don't know what he thinks he's going to do at this point. But anyway, we're going to go back to our reporters live in Cleveland in just a few minutes. I want to take a look at some of the policies that are coming out of this, some of what some of the Republicans are saying. We've got Senator Sessions, who I had hoped would be the vice presidential nominee for Donald Trump rather than Governor Pence. Senator Sessions says that he thinks that Trump should not get into the weeds with details. In other words, not go into so much detail. Keep it at a low level, a fourth grade level, to explain to the dumbed down population what's going on. I mean, you do need to give people some details. And but I think Senator Sessions knows that most of the people don't really want to know the details. He tried to give the details to all of those in the Senate about the Trans-Pacific Transatlantic Partnership. He tried to explain to them that what they were doing in subverting the constitutional process to ratify a trade treaty with the Trade Promotion Authority was wrong. He set up a presentation to the people in the Senate because most of them didn't care about going in and getting into the weeds, looking at the details of these trade agreements, continuing to say, oh, I think free trade creates jobs and this is about free trade, so I'm for it. Well, free trade, as they've presented it to us in the trade treaties, has not created jobs, and this is about far more than trade issues. These trade partnerships that are coming through are sovereignty destroying. They take away freedoms on the internet. They take away our sovereignty and put our entire economy under the control of a few people who are unaccountable to those of us in the United States. You know, when you look at what happened with Brexit and the European Union, had a situation in Brussels where you've got people who've never been, in many cases, to Britain, didn't have any interest in going there, writing the laws for them, telling fishermen whose families have fished the seas there around Britain for generations, telling them they were not going to be allowed to fish there anymore, not even giving them a place at the table to determine what the fishing limits were going to be. That's what the Trans-Pacific Transatlantic Partnerships will do to America. And the only candidate, Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, Green Party, the only candidate out of all of those parties that opposes these trade agreements is Donald Trump. And I'm concerned when I see him picking a vice president who has traditionally not opposed those processes. And that's what we have with Governor Pence. And as the New American asked, is he a globalist neocon or is he a solid conservative? I think he leans towards being a globalist neocon. We'll see what happens, but it clearly was an olive branch to the Republican establishment to put Pence in there. And we detailed, as it was being talked about in the middle of the week, we're getting heavy hints that he was going to be the selection. InfoWars put up a couple of articles. There was one by Paul Joseph Watson, another by Kurt Nemo, very specifically going through the record of Pence and the concerns that we had with it, the fact that he has supported the United Nations, the Export-Import Bank, all these other organizations that have undermined our sovereignty here in America. He supported the Patriot Act. He supported the NDAA, the Indefinite Detention by the Military Without Due Process Act. Okay, he has supported the war in Iraq, the unconstitutional war in Iraq. He also supported giving Obama the authorization to go to war with Libya, even though he relied on a United Nations resolution instead of a declaration of war from the Congress. So there's a lot of concerns that we have, even on the border issue, what's going to happen with Pence, his position on that. Clearly, this is a Reagan type of decision that Ronald Reagan made by putting George H.W. Bush in, a man who had opposed him on all the critical issues, who had opposed him on tax cuts, calling Reagan's tax cuts, which, quite frankly, I think Ronald Reagan was one of the best presidential candidates I've ever seen in my life. But when he became president, he really didn't do much of anything. You know, he said he was going to kill the Department of Education, which was still this nurturing demon in the cradle when he took office. It was less than 4 years old. But instead, he fed it. He brought it to life. One thing that he did do, though, was he did reduce the taxes. He brought the levels of the rates down, and he reduced the number of brackets drastically. George H.W. Bush opposed that. He called it voodoo economics. And when he took over after Ronald Reagan, that was one of the first things that he did. You know, everybody knew that he was going to undo what Reagan did with the economy. He said, read my lips, no new taxes. He immediately gave us the largest tax increase we had ever seen when he was called on it. He sarcastically said to the reporters as he was jogging and running off, read my hips. That's the kind of arrogance that we get from the GOP establishment. That's what we see from Jeb Bush and others who, fortunately, will not be there at the convention. Nobody's going to miss them, I don't think. I think we're all pretty much tired of the elitist, globalist establishment. And so the concerns that many of us have are that Pence is a peace offering to the GOP establishment, but in the long run, it's going to be a dangerous thing both for Donald Trump and for the American Republic here. Now, Roger Stone said this weekend in an article they put up on Breitbart that he believes that Trump is going to name his prospective cabinet at the RNC. Hopefully he will, and hopefully it will help to take some of the sting out of this bad choice for vice president. This is what Roger Stone said. He said, I think Trump is going to name a prospective cabinet, and there is, of course, a way to do this in a way that is perfectly legal, because technically, of course, to promise someone a federal job is a crime. So Trump could theoretically say, for CIA director, I would appoint General Mike Flynn or someone like him. For Secretary of State, I would appoint, who knows, you know, somebody else, okay? Now, they questioned him on this when he was talking to Breitbart. They said, are you saying that you heard from within the campaign that this is in the works, that this is planned, that this is what's happening at the convention? And Roger Stone said, I think you could take that to the bank. So I think that's going to be one of the big takeaways this week at the RNC, is to get an idea of who Donald Trump would appoint to his cabinet. And hopefully that will be something that will be more than just a peace offering to the GOP establishment. Hopefully we'll see something that puts some foundation under what Donald Trump has said he would do. They are, I think, in one way, they are making a clever pivot on the immigration issue. Sometimes when Donald Trump dumbs this down to a fourth grade level so that everybody can understand him, it creates some issues in the way that it's worded. Reince Priebus has gone out talking about the ban, the temporary ban on immigration that Donald Trump talked about. He said, I think we need to do a temporary ban on Muslim immigration. And everybody hit the ceiling. First of all, they took out the word temporary. They said, you're just going to blanket ban all Muslims from coming into the country. And what Reince Priebus has said, that would be a temporary ban on immigration from countries that harbor or train terrorists until we get a better vetting system. In other words, he changes it from being focused on a particular religious group to being focused on a geographical area. But, of course, the real issue is that people in other countries do not have an innate right to come to America or to any other country. As Alex Jones has pointed out many times, we as Americans don't have an innate right to become citizens of Mexico or any other country. Virtually every country except ours, except for Western Europe, the two areas that they're trying to deliberately alter the demographics, deliberately set up a civil war in. That's what's going on. The people in France are waking up to this. But outside of the United States and Europe, every other place that you go, you have to be able to prove that you can provide for yourself and your family, the people that you bring with you. You have to prove that you have assets that you're bringing in, that you have wealth, that you have income capability. And in most areas, you have to have their agreement that you share their values. Like in Switzerland, for example, there was a case recently of an American who had taught at university in Switzerland for about 40 years. He was retiring. He wanted to become a Swiss citizen. And they said, no, you know what? We don't really think you share Swiss values. You have to get the permission or actually a character recommendation from people who know you in the area and say that you agree with the Swiss form of government because they don't want it changed. They have a system that they like and they don't want it changed. So in every other country, it's not a given right that you have to become a citizen of that area. But of course, what we have here in the United States with these countries that they're talking about banning immigration from, we have a situation where we have gone there, we have fomented civil war, unrest, we have inflamed both sides in these conflicts, and then we go in there and we say, well, you know what, we don't think that we're going to do foreign aid anymore. We're not even going to try to help you in that country. We're going to say the only thing we can do to help the poor people who are victims of our policy of arming both sides, the only thing we can do that is humanitarian, is not to stop the war, not to give them a safe area in that place, but to bring them into the United States. And by default, they get to come in here, and the onus is on us, and if we say that we're not going to bring them in, then we're racist, we're xenophobic. Look, people, regardless of what country they come from, regardless of their race or their religion or anything else, they need to be able to prove themselves to be the kinds of people that are not going to be a problem in this country. When we look at what happened in Nice, you've got a guy there that didn't have any record of him in Tunisia being radicalized, said the Tunisian government. Yet the French police knew multiple times that he had been caught committing crimes. They didn't deport him. They allowed him to stay. And you see the fruit of what happens with that. In these countries where people are coming in, we don't have any way of running a background check on them. They shouldn't be able to come in. It's just that simple. Unless we can verify who you are, unless you have financial assets that you can support yourself and your family, there is no presumption that people should be allowed to come into the United States. So it is interesting that they take this new turn, and they have explained it better to say this is not going to be a religious test. We're looking at particular countries that are harboring or training terrorists. But we have to get past this mindset that is being foisted upon us by the people who want to divide and reorganize the demographics and the system of law and the culture and everything else we have in this country. We have to get around the idea that it is the default is that people get to come here, and we ought to have a good reason not to allow them to come here. That is turning that whole process upside down on its head. Now, we can see at the same time that Reince Priebus is trying to turn this into a more understandable position for the mainstream media, one that does not rely on religion. We see that Paul Ryan, who is facing a challenge the beginning of August, a very severe challenge, he's dropped below 50% in terms of people who support him in the primary that's coming up. He is now flooding his district with mailers talking about how he believes in border security. He believes in border security. What a joke, as Breitbart points out. He has funded every open borders initiative. They say every Obama open borders initiative. Look, Paul Ryan has been open borders way before Obama. And we need to not make this a partisan thing. We need to understand and Paul Ryan is exhibit A, that both the Republican elite as well as Obama, it's not going to go away with if Obama goes away. The Republican elite have supported open borders. Now he's saying he doesn't because he's in trouble. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Prepared to bug out. Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Remember that old punchline? The devil made me do it. We laugh about it, but what if it's true? What if you found out that Satan has power over this entire planet? We built a website called thebiblesaysthat.org. The site sheds biblical light on modern tradition and misguided religious doctrines and helps you find your own answers straight from your own Bible. What you've been taught might not actually be in the Bible. If you want to cut through all of the religious clutter and see who's really in charge, come visit thebiblesaysthat.org.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in studio. You just heard in the last segment we had Alex Jones speaking at the America First Unity Rally at Cleveland, part of the RNC coverage that we have there. He's now trending on Twitter, by the way. It's kind of interesting. I was just told that from Mikhail, one of our writers, noticed that Alex is trending after the speech there at the America First Unity Rally. And again, if you have seen the banners that we were flying the end of last week, you know, they shut down, they made it a no-fly zone. We're going to fly Hillary for prison banners, just like the T-shirt design. And, of course, you can still get that at InfoWarsStore.com, the Hillary for prison T-shirt. We took that same design, and we put it on a banner to be flown behind a plane, and we'd schedule it for the convention itself. They made it a no-fly zone, so we flew it last week and got a lot of coverage because there were a lot of delegates that were going there early, as well as press that were going there. So we still do it. We've got other tricks up our sleeve for the conventions to get our message out as well. And we appreciate your support. Your support buying Hillary for Prison T-shirts as well as the other products that we sell. That is what funds our operation. That's what allows us to go to cover the RNC. We'll cover the DNC next week. And as an appreciation, we've offered DNA Force 25% off. That is our premier product, our most expensive product, because of the BioPQQ compound. It's $30,000 per batch to add this, but we go to that trouble because it is such an effective compound. There's 175 clinical studies. It's extremely hard to secure, and in this form that we get it, it's only really one supplier out of Japan that has it in a pure form. That's why it is so expensive. You can read those clinical studies. You can read reviews that people have put on our site talking about what it has done for them. And you can get 25% off of DNA Force, and it's not going to last much longer before it sells out, before that special comes down. So take advantage of that right now. That's a huge savings for DNA Force, 25% off our most expensive product that we have at InfoWarsLife.com. We're going to be going back to the Unity Rally here in just a few moments. We're going to have Roger Stone is going to be speaking there. Before we do, I was just talking about some of the problems and the hypocrisy within the Republican Party. The fact that we have Paul Ryan, who has been open borders forever, not just with Obama, but even way before Obama, he's been pushing open borders. Now that he is sinking in popularity before his primary coming up the first week of August, he's now flooding his district with mailers talking about how he is going to be strong on border security. Right. Don't fall for that. People in that district and people across the country, we really should have a concerted effort to try to get his opponent, Paul Nehlen, I think, is his opponent. He is someone who is opposed to open borders, his opponent is. His opponent is also opposed to the trade treaties that Paul Ryan has run through. Paul Ryan was part of the process to throw out the constitutional requirements for ratifying a treaty. That was the TPA. They're going to have these treaties that were negotiated and written in secret by corporate lawyers are going to be run through both houses of Congress. That's not a requirement for passing a treaty. It's supposed to be two-thirds of the Senate. They couldn't get that. So they went with a simple majority of the two houses. They shut down all amendments, all debates, all filibusters. It's going to be introduced without any obstruction whatsoever in the legislative process. They've completely shut down the Constitution and the legislative process. Anybody who supported TPA has supported a violation of the Constitution. It's just that simple. Even if you agree with free trade, can't you see how they are subverting and throwing out the Constitution? Meanwhile, we got the GOP Senate pushing for a half a billion dollars for Obama's climate fund. seriously. These are the problems that we're faced with, even within the GOP, especially within the GOP leadership. That's why Paul Ryan needs to go. Stay with us. We're going to be back with more live reports.